take a life. There's a battle on the rise.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Just let the wind go down. Yeah. Ted Harrison there.
Yes. Yeah. That's one. Musically, I kind of came up with most of that myself. Everything that we do as a band, though, everything is a collective. So musically, everyone kind of adds their own parts. Even if something comes like pretty complete, we all just kind of add our own little spins, our own little pieces of the puzzle, if you will. Lyrically, Andre had those lyrics. It's actually based on a true story. A friend of his, for some reason, had this dream about him, and I think it was just after a big breakup of his. Possibly just before, but I think it was just after anyway. And so she told him, like, oh, I had this dream, and you know, it was weird, and you know, you were in the desert, and there was this flower, and you know, it and the flower died as, you know, you were handing it while you were being handed it, and this and that. So he thought it was such a, like, you know, this great story. Like, I'm not doing any justice, I'm sure. But he thought it was such a great story that he wrote a song around it. And it's like, okay, well, it's about a dream. It's like, well, you know, this dream doesn't have a name. It's just a dream. So we call it Nameless Dream. And we're currently working actually on a music video for that one. And we're trying to fit that in between recording the next album, as I mentioned. This song was actually recorded in our, our practice space, you know, our home little studio thing there. Uh-huh. And it was recorded by Joel Simpsons, who does live sound here at the Mikey D Show.
Right.
So, yeah, that's where that one came from. Be on the lookout for a video coming out. So far, it looks really cool. We just need some a few more pieces to kind of put it together, and it'll come out hopefully kind of soon.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I have one or two more from Ted Harrison.
Yeah. If you don't mind bringing up The End of the Bloodline, that'd be really nice. This is actually a song I wrote the lyrics to, unlike the previous song.
No, that would be up on here?
Yeah, it should most definitely be up on there.
The End of the Bloodline.
The End of the Bloodline, yes. Yeah, this is a song about just what it says. It's like the end of humanity, not necessarily the end of the world, but, you know, civilizations crumble, and it's kind of a mass extinction, if you will, and it's kind of about the last of the people, I guess.
Which one of these should I play, Jason?
The first one.
This one here?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else you need to say about it?
About this? Well, like I said, everything we do is a collective. So I had this song. I had kind of a riff in mind, but Andre kind of took it as his own when I gave him the lyrics, and you know, changed up the riff a bit and did this and that, and it came out, like, you know, just far better than it, I'm sure it would have. So,
all right,
yeah, this is it.
Mm-mm.
Special to be. Here. We'll be right back.
subservience must unite. Serve yourself and what is right. Don't let them keep you down. Stand up and take the crown. Black collar worker. They'll never keep you down.
Little music bed there. I usually have it going on the whole time, but we're using the only CD player that works right now.
All right. Well, at least one of them works.
Yeah, I don't know what we do. We play tiddlywinks if we didn't have that.
Yeah, with CDs.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you wanted to talk about some stuff?
Well, you first.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll just finish up what I was saying. That Black Collar, that was actually written by our guitar player, Sean. I figured after playing the other couple songs, one being a cover and one written by Andre, one written by myself, I was like, you know, I'll just round the last one out with something that Sean did. So up to this point, we don't have anything with our drummer Thrax, but the new album coming out is going to be all Thrax, all the time, every song. Andre will be filling in with some extra percussion. It's going to be pretty cool. You know, we're looking forward to that. We're working at Blackheart Studio up in Manchester, New Hampshire for that one. And albums will be a little different than what you heard. We're going to lean a little bit more into the stoner doom aspect of things, where Sean and I have both been listening to more of that over the last couple of years. You know, so it's been getting in our brains like, oh, this is kind of cool. Let's do this.
And you're getting really stoned.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
They do.
For sure. That being said, though, we really lean into that, but there are some extras on some different things on the side B. When it becomes a record, it'll be a side A B. So the tail end of the album, some different kind of things. I actually wrote one song called Beach Zombies about zombies on the beach, and I just had this idea for like a doom reggae song, and I was like, hey, let's try something out. I talked to the drummer. I was like, hey, let's, you know, give me a reggae beat. And like, it worked, and the guys all love it, and everyone thinks the lyrics are great.
Check out the live show. It's hysterical.
Okay. So we got like, you know, some fun things coming up too. It's not all this stoner doom. Anyway, so yeah. And you can find us on like all the socials. You can find us at deadharrison.com. A couple songs that you just brought up were from YouTube, so you can find us on that, you know, like it, subscribe, you know, all the things, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, you're trying to find some music, Bandcamp, Apple Music, Pandora, this, that. If you name it, if you put us in, you'll probably find us where, as far spread as we can be, you know, as far as I'm aware. So just if you have a streaming service, anything that you want to find us on, go for it. I think that's all I really need to say about that at the moment. We do have some shows in the works, but nothing too soon. So, you know, no point in giving away anything yet. But, you know, recording first and then, you know, shows will start coming up around summertime.
Sounds good.
All right.
Lucretia?
I would say give it away, give it away, give it away now. I would like to give away Lucretia's Daggers socials as well. Just remember, it's Lucretia apostrophe S, Daggers with an S. But when you go to YouTube or Bandcamp or SoundCloud, it will be Lucretias, well, one word, Daggers, Daggers, no hyphens, no apostrophes, nothing. Let's see. Yep, now I'm just going to repeat about our shows coming up. We have The Jungle at in Somerville Union Square on Sunday, February 26th at 10 p.m. 9 p.m. is Richard Crow. 11 o'clock, auction-mom. Again, I'm looking for links. On Wednesday, March 29th at 9 p.m., we'll be on the Dark Electro Night bill with Rob Prochinski and A Fifth Column. And we're looking for a fourth band, hopefully in the dark wave electro type genre. Or the Thigh Scrapers could come in.
Yeah.
And so LD will be on either 9 or 10 p.m. and then the other two bands for the rest of the night. The first show
Everyone loves us.
Yeah. So fun. You got to check out Brian Young's video, Thigh Scrapers, 8 Ball. What is it?
8 Ball Shifter.
8 Ball Shifter. It's got his car in it out here in the driveway. And it's awesome. I want to mention The Jungle is a free show, by the way. We don't know about FET yet. And then we're looking at a third one in the summer, possibly opening for a big cover act coming through, maybe something metal, but that's under wraps right now. And we would be looking for other party cover bands for that show. If you're interested, that's going to be in Norwood at the Magic Room, William Desmond's new space. And it's huge and it's beautiful and it's amazing, and I can't wait for that. So hit us up if you're interested in playing that one. That is in Norwood. And also a shout out to Desi for the Sound Museum, because as we know, a lot of musicians are being screwed and out of their spaces for practice, and the Sound Museum is a quintessential one that they're trying to push back on the city and get that return to them. So look it up online, the Sound Museum, all kinds of links for that.
Oh, yeah. And tonight, down at the Magic Room, they have a Doors tribute tonight.
Yes, I did see that.
And Des said, mention it. So there you go. Go down and see a fabulous Doors tribute at the Magic Room tonight.
That's what I got.
Anything else from you?
I'm Lucretia X Machina of Lucretia's Daggers, and I think you're going to play Lonely Island, which I was telling you earlier about, that we got a grant from the Massachusetts/Watertown Cultural Council.
I'm jealous.
I know. You can apply. You just look it up online.
I don't think Quincy's given anything.
You never know. You never know. There's all kinds of free money out there if you try, but I recommend trying to get something over $500 because it's a lot of work.
Okay.
And this is about mental health awareness, filmed in Watertown, Mass.
Okay, where am I going with this one? CD1. Okay. Hey, thank you guys for coming.
Yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For having us,
thanks
Brian.
For having us.
It was a blast. And this
for
one
sure.
is Lucretia's Daggers. It's called Lonely Island. We'll have you back in like 6 months, okay?
Probably.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, all right. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Okay, trying to fit a 3-hour show into a 2-hour show. But right now, it is Boston Groupie News time. What do we got going on? It is February 11th, 2023. Tonight we got Freeloader, Hammered Saint, Tiger Bomb with Cowboy Mark Bell as MC at the Middle East Up. Public Serpents, The FUs, Dead Low, Ricky Rocksteady, Jerry's Got Jokes, Goon Platoon, early show at 6 p.m. at Brighton Lodge at Elks, number 2199 Brighton. Also, KLYAM show, Klyam show, at Cantina La Mexicana in Union Square. First time rock and roll gig has been hosted there with Johnny and the Food Masters exclusively performing a couple of sets. 50s, 60s, Sal Seiko's, Tequila, all the favorites. There's no cover and the bar will open for business. This will be the Food Masters' last local show before they leave on their first tour in April. Also tonight, Novokoi, Broken Vanity, Fool's Agenda at Shred City, 52 Main Street, Wilmington. Doors are at 6. Later on in the week, Thursday, Key of Caustic, the Jacklights are at the Burren. Also, Crow Follow, Cold Expectations are at the Burren on Friday at 6 p.m. And if you want to check out the rest, there's lots more there at bostongroupienews.com.
Don't wanna lose their spot. You wanna Hello, special lady.
Hello.
I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
Business.
Child abuse, there ain't no reason, cause there a little room for doubt. The family's back together now, dad and his friend. They're very, very happy they can do it all again. And again, they're all victims of child abuse. Child abuse. Many more in life, but they can't get through. Child abuse. Child abuse. There ain't no reason, cause there is no use.
That brings us to the end of another Crash Course for the Ravers show. And who's up next? I'm not sure. Somebody. I think they're in the hallway. So, yeah, it's been 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And what have we been listening to? Well, that right there was Glider with Child Abuse. We heard Key of Caustic before that. Earlier on, of course, we heard Plague of Pestilence, Lucretia's Daggers, Dead Harrison. And we heard Little Billy Lost, Crow Follow, and a few others. I think Tiger Bomb was in there. Well, anyways, I'll be here 1 o'clock next Saturday. Until next time. Oh, I heard Tiger Bomb is not playing tonight. So check that out. Call the venue. And I'll be here next week at 1. Until then, see ya!